can rewind it. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. We gon' take it back to the future, over the top. E.T., Gremlins, RoboCop. Bring it back a couple minutes to when I was 10. Dusting off my favorite movies, gonna watch them again. Then VHS, yeah, we'll give it a crack. Do they hold up? Are they totally whack? Brock and Alexa, give it a play. Tell you to rewind it, throw it away.
Hello and welcome to You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. This is the show where we watch our favorite movies from our childhood. Then we discuss, dissect, and decide, do we still like them, and would we rewind them and watch them again? I am Alexa.
I am Brock.
And today's movie is...
1983, The Outsiders.
Yes, and make sure that we say that we watch the... What is it called? Director's cut? No.
We watch the complete novel.
The complete novel. Because there are many differences, as we will discuss.
Yes, so there's like 20 minutes of scenes that were cut. Right?
That were originally cut.
Yeah.
And added back in.
Added back in for the complete novel.
Yeah, and I think there were some things that were cut from the original as well. There were scenes that were cut.
Well, we watched... The complete novel.
Yeah, because that is what they had at the library.
What Francis Ford Coppola had intended.
Right. We did not set out to watch that one, I guess. That's just the one they had at the library, and it was on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we did.
I am too.
I'm glad we got that one.
So, this movie is rated PG. It's 1 hour and 31 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the original, not the complete novel. And this is the synopsis. The rivalry between two gangs, the poor greasers and the rich
Soches?
That's hard. Soches. Only heats up when one gang member kills a member of the other. This movie takes place in 1965.
Hmm.
So what's your history with this movie?
This is just a movie that I had heard about. I'd seen the book around school, but I had never read the book and had never seen the movie. I knew there was big actors in it, and at the time it came out, I wasn't old enough to watch this type of movie. And I think growing up, I don't know, it just didn't appeal to me. Maybe if I had read the book, maybe I would have wanted to see the movie. Because I hadn't, like, it wasn't on my list of must-see movies. So, I had never seen it. This is my first time seeing it.
Well, see, I thought I had seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No?
No.
None of it looked familiar?
Nope. I can honestly say I have never seen a second of this movie.
Hmm.
Until now. That was kind of shocking because, you're right, I know all about it. Like, I know it's based off a book. Didn't know that book was written by a 15-year-old girl, S.E. Hinton. She wrote the original story at 15, completed the finished story at 16.
That blows my mind.
Absolutely blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, a teenage girl,
mm-hmm.
wrote a book that led to a movie so big that Francis Ford Coppola... directed it, and you had actors. Are you ready for Ponyboy Curtis, which love these names? Ponyboy Curtis, played by C. Thomas Howell, which you would know him from E.T.
An
episode of Psych, Red Dawn, and a movie Alexa loves called Soul Man.
Oh my gosh, he was in Soul Man. I got you throw that out there, but I love
no,
it.
No, he was Soul Man.
That's yeah. Now I recognize him. Although he was the soul man for most of the movie. That movie, it's got to be like, oh, what a terrible movie.
We got to see that movie.
Oh my gosh.
But again, a 15-year-old girl wrote a movie that's going to pull these actors in that want to play in this movie. I'm sorry, wrote a book that led to the movie.
Did she base this off of her town or?
I don't know.
How did she get into the mind of these dudes, like, to be able to write this?
So you also have Dallas Winston, Dally, played by Matt Dillon from Flamingo Kid singles, and There's Something About Mary. Mm-hmm. Johnny Cade, played by Ralph Macchio. Karate Kid.
Yep.
My Cousin Vinny.
Karate Kid 2.
Episodes of Psych. Okay. So, basically, this movie's about the greasers mm-hmm. versus the Soches.
Can't even say it.
Soches. The greasers are kind of the poor, where the Soches are mm-hmm. more of the upper class. Mm-hmm. But what I like is you have the Curtis family, Ponyboy, Soda Pop, and Daryl. And then you have their friends, right? Mm-hmm. So you got Dally as a friend, Dallas. You have Johnny. But then Daryl Curtis, the oldest brother, Patrick Swayze. Soda Pop's old brother, but mm-hmm. Ponyboy's oldest brother. Patrick Swayze from Dirty Dancing, Ghost, Red Dawn. Love Patrick Swayze. You have Soda Pop Curtis, played by Rob Lowe, who the dude doesn't age. He looks amazing today. But you know Rob Lowe from Austin Powers, Tommy Boy, St. Elmo's Fire. And another, so that's kind of like the family unit, obviously, with Ponyboy, Soda Pop, 2-Bit, Johnny Cade being Ponyboy's best friend. Dally is kind of that wild card, crazy guy in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have the kind of next set of people mm-hmm. in the group. You have 2-Bit Matthews.
The more outsiders.
I wasn't on the inside of the outsiders. I was on the next level. You have 2-Bit Matthews, played by Emilio Estevez from The Breakfast Club, Young Guns, and Mighty Ducks. But I love Emilio. I love Emilio Estevez. Young Guns, amazing. Steve Randall, played by Tom Cruise, who I hope is wearing fake teeth.
You love Tom Cruise.
You know what? I've made peace with my feelings on Tom Cruise.
Until you see him again.
I don't know.
You don't know, though, because in this movie, he's barely in this movie.
No, but, I mean, he's...
His screen time is limited.
Yeah, he does fine. Tom Cruise, Cocktail, mm-hmm. Top Gun, Days of Thunder. Tom Cruise. Tim Shepard, played by Glenn Withrow. Who was in Beverly Hills Cop 2? Armed and Dangerous.
Who was he?
Tim Shepard, one of the buddies.
Hey, Tim. Oh, the buddies, yeah.
Tim. I still don't know what the heck. I think Tim was the guy that was like sitting on the couch. Hey, thanks for using your couch.
Hey, Tim.
Remember when they show up for the big fight and mm-hmm. Swayze's like, Tim? Wasn't that Tim?
Yeah, Tim, yeah. I think so.
I don't know why that guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Then you have the love interest of Ponyboy, Cherry Valance, played by Diane Lane. Who was in Six Pack and Secretariat.
Yes, Six Pack.
And then I just want to throw out Bob Sheldon, one of the Soches.
Mm-hmm.
Played by Leif Garrett.
And I recognized him, and I was like, who is he? Oh, yes, Leif Garrett.
And also...
What's that song he did?
Oh, I don't know Leif Garrett music, babe.
Oh.
Thank God. I take pride in the fact I don't know Leif Garrett music.
No, but he had that one like really huge song.
Are you sure you know who Leif Garrett is?
Yes.
So two other Soches.
Are you sure you know who Leif Garrett is?
Yeah, but I know he did music and acting, but I thought he was like kind of like a Partridge Family type dude.
I know what it is. No, what? I saw it. It's The Wanderer. They call me The Wanderer. Cause I'm the wanderer. I wander around.
I thought that was from like the 50s. He's the wanderer. Like a 90-year-old man.
No, he is the wanderer. 1977. That's when he started wandering.
He's never stopped.
Yeah, he wandered right into this role.
The outsiders.
To be a D who gets killed.
Oh,
sorry. Spoiler. Sorry.
But also, we had some cameos from Flea. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Cam Neely of NHL hockey fame. They were two of the Soches. So the story again, you got the greasers versus the rich kids.
Right.
This takes place in 1965. You're going to see it from the perspective of the greasers.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of sympathy for the Soches, really.
No.
Like some royal... jerks.
Except for one at the end.
I guess.
He showed some humanity. In the complete novel, they have this whole opening where Pony Boy gets chased down.
Yes.
By the Soaches, and they put a knife to his throat and kind of cut his throat just slightly enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that was cut out of the movie. So if you're watching the movie, the dudes just walk around with a bloody neck. Like, no one thinks to ask.
They chase him down. They almost run him over. It's surprising he didn't get killed in the first scene there. And I thought, all right, this is how this movie's going to go. I mean, it was a very dramatic opening to the movie.
Yes. Especially, again, this is the complete novel. So when they were filming this movie, the actors who were playing the Soaches got leather-bound scripts and had luxurious accommodations at the hotel, all on top level of the hotel, where the greasers were given tattered paperback scripts and they stayed on the ground floor of the hotel. You know, they wanted to create tensions between the groups. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. For me, the whole concept is very hard to wrap my mind around because these people, every time they see each other, they just want to pound each other's face in. It's like total testosterone overdrive. I can't even believe the women would even put up with this. Like, if me and you go to the movie and you can't even watch it because you just want to beat someone up all the time.
You'd like it,
wouldn't
you?
No.
Yeah, when Brock gets rough and tumble.
No. So, and I know that's just me. Like, I obviously don't know gang life.
Doesn't mean that every fight is life or death, but yeah, I don't think it's kind of like Smoking the Bandit, where Jerry Reed's character goes in the bar and he's like excited to get in a bar fight and get beat up by 10, you know, bikers. What are you, stupid? You could have had lunch without getting punched in the face.
Yeah, maybe people enjoyed fighting a lot more.
Instead, I guess.
And now they just play video games and get out there. Their frustrations that way.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. So, from the beginning, I was like, oh gosh, not my type. I'm not going to like this. I don't like violence. And yeah, you're right. If I think this movie's violent, this is violent to me, then I am a big, huge wimp.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm a big, huge wimp. I am. This movie was violent to me.
It was not that violent.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that part of it. I didn't like the violence. It was PG-13, and every time you turn around, they're...
It's actually PG. Maybe the director's cut is PG-13.
Really? Oh, well. It deserved to be a PG-13 if it wasn't.
Oh, my gosh. You are, Weenie.
I just told you I was, okay?
All right. No. I get it. You have, in this group, you're kind of seeing... I guess, you know, the viewpoint of Pony Boy. You're seeing his...
Mm-hmm. He's telling the story.
Yeah, exactly. His side. And again, his best friend is Johnny Cade, Ralph Macchio. And they're part of the Greasers. And, you know, in the Greasers, I don't know why Daryl is really a Greaser. I don't know how old he was supposed to be in the movie. Patrick Swayze was 31 when he played this. And he looks like he could be 19, 20.
I mean... These tensions have probably gone on for who knows how
long. No, I get that. But isn't Patrick Swayze old enough to be like, guys, like, really, we're going to keep fighting? Like, you're grown men.
Yeah.
No, Patrick Swayze's like,
let's go do it. I got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like playing soccer now. Because... Now that we're old, and like when we were younger, you know, you're just going to go all out. Like, if you get hurt, who cares?
Oh, yeah.
And now, you know, if you're playing in the league now against people our age, it's like, hey, we all got to go to work tomorrow.
Hey, everyone, ease up.
I'm just here to burn calories. Like, let's not hurt each other.
If you really want that trophy that bad, you can have it. Let's just have fun.
So it's kind of like that. It's like, okay, I've got to go to work tomorrow, so... Let's just keep that, but that's not the life they're leading, so.
No, but the violence between the two gangs starts to escalate.
They got nothing to do.
Yeah, very true.
They're bored.
Very true. But the Curtis family, the parents died.
They should just go bowling like they did in Grease 2.
Let's bow.
That's how they took care of their troubles. And they took all their energy.
But okay. Daryl, Soda Pop, and Pony Boy's parents have passed away. So Daryl's taking care of the family. Just not that well, obviously. Because everyone just walks in. There's no security in the house. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like in and out.
A train like hit their car when they're on a picnic or something.
It ain't that rough.
That was a weird... It was a weird way they showed the parents' death, but yeah. You're right. People in and out, which I think you see that a lot on TV. That's just not the life that I lived.
Well, we had people come in and out our house, but they would be with us. It wasn't just random people walk in our house.
Mm-hmm. People are more private now.
Probably.
We have fences. We have...
So I think that's more common with our parents.
Yeah.
Which would have been back in this time period more than ours.
Tom Cruise just come waltzing in.
With his jacked up teeth.
Tom, that was a weird role for Tom. I don't see him in a lot of supporting roles. I'm not sure I've ever seen him in a role this small. I'm trying to think.
No, but this is early. I agree with you. Like, his part was kind of an odd part. Like, I feel like this movie was well cast.
Mm-hmm. If you check out the edition that we did, it has extras on it where you can see the casting process, and they talk about the casting process, and it's fascinating.
Speaking of the casting, so I want to mention, and you know a couple of these because you saw it. So people who were auditioned, considered, Anthony Michael Hall auditioned for Ponyboy. Scott Baio considered for Johnny Cade. No way, right? Wouldn't he be too old for Johnny Cade?
He just has a baby face.
Yeah, I guess. Gosh.
He can play... He's one of those dudes that can play younger roles.
Now, I struggle to understand this, but this is what I've read on three different sites. Val Kilmer was turned down for the role... Or, sorry, he turned down the role of Ponyboy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's not true. And then Judd Nelson was considered for the role of Dallas.
Okay.
But the best ever. Who turned down the role of Cherry Valance? Think about who would have been in that age group who's amazing for you. Just, oh.
I'm going to say Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, come on. That's a great guess, but no.
Oh.
Initials.
Oh. Sarah Jessica Parker?
SJP.
SJP was
turned down the role.
She would have been great.
Actually, yeah, she probably would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I thought, honestly, the casting overall was great. I love Emilio, but this role reminded me of Young Guns.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, Tom Cruise was a kind of a smaller role.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I thought it was well cast.
Yeah, I thought it was well cast too.
I mean, these are some huge actors.
Mm-hmm. They became huge actors.
Yeah, I guess you're right. This is them becoming huge actors.
Right.
But I want to mention, this is written by a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
I thought some of the dialogue was kind of simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, halfway through I was like, I'm not a fan of this dialogue.
Well, again, this is not what she wrote, right? She didn't write the screenplay. She wrote the book.
Okay.
I'm just going off this. I'm trying to see if there's a correlation. Kind of want to read the book now to see.
I was just going to say, it does make me want to read the book, honestly.
But the other thing that I'm like, what is happening is when Soda Pop... This was cut from the movie.
Rob Lowe.
This was cut from the original movie. Added back in the complete novel. But Rob Lowe is laying in bed with his younger brother, Soda Pop. C. Thomas Howell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like full on spoon. Like, they are like 3 inches from kissing. Like, it is weird.
No, they weren't going to kiss. It was like a very endearing moment between brothers.
I never cuddled with my brother.
I'm sorry that you weren't cuddled by your brother that way.
If my brother was ever like, hey, dude, want a spoon? I should be like, no.
He wasn't spooning. He was putting his arm around him. They slept in the same bed. That's what they did.
I slept in the same bed with my brother for a few years when I was young.
He never tried to comfort you. Parents were dead.
You know my brother. Okay, Does he seem like the comforting type?
No.
Okay.
Soda Pop was a sweet, sensitive brother. And yeah, that got cut out. And it was actually a very sweet moment. It was cut from the original.
Okay, Pony Boy.
I did hear that they cut it because people in the theater were like, snickering and not taking it serious. So,
but Ponyboy and Johnny Cage looking at the stars, and they got, you know, their heads on each other's shoulders. Like, I love my buddies back then. It was great. I still didn't want to put my head on dude's shoulders. I didn't want to put my head on anyone's shoulders, I guess. I wouldn't just be like, random ladies, how you doing? Head on your shoulder.
You're not a cuddler either.
I am a cuddler.
So I put down, they go to the drive-in movie, yep. Which was kind of cool.
Because yes.
We have a drive-in here.
Yes.
In neighboring town. And I had never been to a drive-in before I went to the one up here.
I have never been to a drive-in either until we moved out here.
And it's just so similar to what it looked like.
Except for this one had outdoor seating. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, no, that I don't know. Because this one does not have that outdoor seating. But they went into the snack bar area, and it looks exactly the same. I don't think they've ever renovated that snack bar ever. No,
that's exactly what I thought. That is the same snack bar. Is that filmed in Fort Collins, Colorado?
There's something really cool about the drive-in.
Yeah, there's something fun and comforting. It's fun. And
lots of people making out there, though, at theirs.
I told
not
you,
ours. I've never seen people doing that.
No. Well, no, but there's also a lot of families that are going to these things.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been in a fogged-up car at the drive-in before.
Yeah.
Of course, it was raining outside. We had to shut all the windows. it's just fun.
It's a good time, but, man, making it through that second movie, how many times have we fallen asleep? The key is, if you have an SUV, don't lay down in your car. Do not lay down.
I thought...
Sit outside in the cold, and you will be fine.
I thought, okay, we watched Captain Underpants with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Now I get to watch Wonder Woman, which everyone's talking about. So, oh, the girls, they're laying in the back of the car, or the back of the SUV. Let me just cuddle with them, tell them I love them. And I miss Wonder Woman. I saw Captain Underpants.
Yeah, that was the only... which was a funny movie, actually. Yeah, I was so determined I would see Wonder Woman. I sat outside. I froze. I drank probably the worst coffee I've ever had from that snack bar. The other stuff there is good. Coffee, you know. And I stayed up till like 2 a.m. watching it. So, yeah. So I am Wonder Woman now.
You've always been my Wonder Woman.
You guys are just snoozers in the back. You described Cherry as his love interest. I never got that part. Like,
really?
He didn't seem... like, he was in love with
her. I thought he was taken with her, but was like, she's out of my league.
I don't know. Was he? I just thought it was, like, a friend thing.
Okay, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it was. If so, he needs to step up his game a little bit.
I mean, his name is Ponyboy. I know a song called Pony... never mind. Thanks, just Genuine. Like,
what's your name, Ponyboy? Yeah, their accents were Ponyboy. Kind of...
That's the thing. The accents were all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's why it's like... okay, why is Karate Kid talking with kind of a Jersey drawl? But, by the way, Ralph Macchio, great job in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
As Johnny Cage, he's amazing in this movie. So, when things escalate, is at the drive-in, because Dallas starts kind of... mm-hmm. He's a real D-bag to Cherry Valance and her friend. And
well, first, Leif Garrett tries to get frisky in the car, and that's when she gets out. They go to the...
well, I've never...
yeah, she's... they go to the seating area.
Of the drive-in.
Yeah, and then that is when he... then that's when Dallas is, like, harassing her. Like,
yeah.
Very much so.
Being a D-bag.
No one else, like, steps in, either. Everyone just ignores all this behavior.
Well, that's the odd thing. And then she takes kind of a liking in this weird way to Ponyboy, and I'm like... he's not standing up for you at all. He's just like, hey, it's Dally. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Why did she show interest in him?
Oh, she thought he was good looking.
I saw that she saw something.
Maybe.
The diamond in the rough.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
A little Latin part. There.
And then, you know.
But that leads to them doing their walk and the Soaches led by, was his name Billy? Bob.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. No, his name is Bob Sheldon.
Oh, it is.
It's Bob. But, you know, Leif Garrett's
Bob.
Characters, mm-hmm. things ramp up because of the attention that Cherry's showing the two, you know, the greasers, Johnny Cade. And... okay, Ponyboy gets chased and he starts getting beat up. So with Johnny Cade. And the Soaches are pretty much like drowning.
Yeah, I even wrote that down. They're going to drown him now?
It escalated pretty quickly.
Were they? I mean, they were really drowning him.
But that leaves Johnny Cade to pull out a pistol. And Bob is no longer.
I thought he stabbed him.
Was it a knife?
Yeah.
It was a knife. You're right. Oh, it's so much more bloody. Ugh. Yeah.
Attaboy. You see him.
Suck it, Soch.
You don't see him kill him either. You see, it was shot very interestingly because you see him. Is interestingly a word?
It is now.
You see him flick the knife open, kind of behind his back. He sees his friend getting drowned. And then the next thing, it's like you see a dead guy on the ground.
They're coming too.
Yeah. So after the murder takes place, Pony Boy and Johnny, they meet with Dallas and they...
They flee to a safe house.
They flee. They have to flee town to an old abandoned church. How long were they up at that?
By the way. Yeah, I think they were there a couple weeks. But that moment at the safe house, they wake up at the safe house next morning and... And, you know, Johnny is tight, or, you know, dug his finger through the dirt saying, be right back. And he went to get groceries. Mm. Pony Boy goes out to get water. And I'm like, huh. Holy crap. I've never seen this movie at all. That was the moment where I realized.
You don't know.
I have
you don't know
no idea.
Huh.
I have no idea what's happening. I've never seen this. Which actually was kind of cool. Because I'm seeing it for the first time. Again. A little too much cuddling, a little kind of weird language at time, but...
Well, he makes a speech when they're watching the sunset. He quotes a poem about nothing gold can stay. That's in part of the poem. And so then by the end, they apply that to their youthful innocence, saying that they can't remain forever unsullied by life. And he and Johnny tells him to stay golden.
Yep.
Stay innocent, you know. Mm. So yeah, there's like a whole thing with like the sunset and a very interesting camera shot of the two.
I would say I was
very unusual.
Really interested how they did the whole boys escaping the safe house. Like that whole time frame was so interesting because you know there's like no way this can go great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you see the love between Johnny and Pony.
Well, yeah, he killed a guy because he thought they were killing his friend.
No, but they really were killing his friend. They love each other. They're still right. Children. Like, they're scared, and they're, you know, they have their moments of losing it where they're just emotional. Mm-hmm. So Dally then comes up to see him, which then they go to eat, and it leads to, hey, if everyone's okay with what we did, if Cherry's going to, like, you know, vouch for us that we didn't do it, let's just go back and confess. And that leads to the fire scene.
You know, what were those kids doing at that church anyway?
Church? Was that a church or a school? I didn't know what the heck that was.
Oh.
But there's a fire at, like, some type of orphanage, school, church, whatever you want to call it. Whatever it was. And the boys are watching it. And Pony runs in, which leads Johnny to run after Pony, which leaves the brave...
Dally.
Dally to stand outside and catch the kids. But they rescue the kids, and in the process...
Well, Dally does end up going in.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. Dally does. But in the process, Johnny gets nailed with... collapsing timber of some kind. And, oh my gosh, Johnny's burnt beyond...
Yeah. Really bad.
He's in intensive care. It's 1965. How good is medicine? They're probably still using leeches at that point. Who knows?
Yeah, it was really... But,
not really leeches, though.
Really sad. So now when he comes back, well, he's bleached his hair. He comes back, he's...
By the way, did he not look cute with bleach hair?
Yeah, he didn't look bad on him. Now they have to do that. Then when they get back and he's in the hospital... They're having a big rumble. There's a rumble now.
Oh, yeah, the rumble. The Greasers versus the Soaches.
And the music was just crazy during that part.
Let's mention this. Now, again, we're watching the complete novel.
Yes.
The music doesn't match. Like, the very beginning when Pony Boy's being chased, it's like a beach chase scene. Mm-hmm. Like Spy.
But we're also told the music actually improved from the original.
Oh my god. I mean, music does not fit the rumble music.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it might have well been the hula song from Greece, too. Because
a lot of drums.
It didn't fit.
Yeah.
But you have the rumble, which, again...
That was really brutal.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, Daryl. Oh, I love everyone's nickname except for Steve Randall.
Yeah, Steve
Randall. In the group, do you want to be Pony
Randy.
Boy, Dally, Johnny Cade? I don't know why that's the coolest name, but it is. Dairy, Soda Pop, 2-Bit, or Steve Randall?
I don't want to be Soda Pop. I'm sorry. That's not a tough name.
So cool, though. Soda Pop.
You do?
I've gone my whole life with the name Brock. Yeah, I want something cool.
You know, Rob Lowe is... He's a good actor.
Love Rob Lowe. Love him as the older brother.
I mean, he's a handsome man. Not as handsome as you.
Oh my god, keeping your pants
on. But he doesn't age either. Like,
no, the dude does not age at all.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But anyway.
And he did. It's not like he lived the cleanest life at all. The dude made a sex tape with an underage girl when he was using drugs and drinking.
He's moved past that. Why are you bringing up his past?
Because you were saying he was hot, so I want to make sure you remember he's a perv.
Okay, well, anyway.
You're out of his league. You're not under the age of 14.
Okay, so what was kind of interesting, what they talked about, and because I didn't see the original, I didn't know this. A lot of his stuff was cut from the original.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was amazing in this.
And after the whole Rumble thing, he like has this whole big scene with the brothers. It's a good scene. That scene was not in it.
Oh my god, where he just takes off running.
Yeah.
And then Pony starts running, and then Dairy starts running, and they catch him, and the boys have their moment of...
Like, why are we fighting? Like, what...
Well, he says, he's like, I'm sick of you guys fighting. I'm sick of being pulled in between. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to choose. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do this. I've already lost, you know, mom and dad, and...
Mm-hmm. It was such a good moment. And I guess he was pretty sad. They have him talking when this movie is re-released, like... And when he saw the cut before, I think he was kind of sad of everything that was cut of his.
Great scene.
Like, he would barely be in the movie at all if it wasn't for those scenes. So I can imagine that he wasn't hardly in it. And his work had been cut. And he was very happy to see Soda Pop in there. So the fight happens. The greasers actually win the fight, I guess.
Yeah.
Because the other dudes ran off. They got beat up pretty bad.
I would say... There was no winners that day, really.
Yeah, I know. And then Johnny passes away.
Okay.
From his injuries.
Johnny passing away.
There's a lot involved in this movie.
Oh, my God.
That's
all thing.
Going on. Like,
it's like a pretty, obviously, action-packed, like, I mean, not action by, like, movie action, but, like, you know, things happening, big moments.
Mm-hmm.
And they're packing all that in from a novel into a movie.
Yeah, it's always hard whenever they're doing that. And people who've read the book will never usually be happy with a movie. It's just, you can't put it all in there.
That's what director cuts are for.
Yeah, and then they have the ending.
Yeah, Pony's cleared of all charges.
Oh, we forgot the whole death of Dally scene.
Oh my gosh, how do you forget that?
He decides to rob a store and...
Yeah, he decides to knock off a store and just loses his mind.
Mm-hmm. And then he gets shot.
And the gun's
by police.
Not loaded. So the boys see that the police got him surrounded finally after a chase.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to yell, the gun's not loaded, and Dallas is lit up.
Another person died, so...
God, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you lose Johnny Cade for a heroic act.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Dally just have to die for the most stupid act?
Yeah, and then you lost Leif Garrett.
Well, they were trying to kill Pony, so screw him.
Right. Then he goes to juvenile court, and he's acquitted, so.
Not guilty.
And he can stay with his brother.
Because Cherry... Jerry.
Yeah, her testimony.
Yep. And there's a moment before the rumble where Randy, they see the drive-in, and Randy was like, hey, can I talk to you alone? And Pony's like, sure. And they get in this car, and Randy's like, you know, why are we doing this, man? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, when it's over, y'all are going to be greasers, and we're going to be Soaches. I don't know. It just seemed like, was he trying to get Pony...
But they still rumble.
That's the thing. Was he trying to get Pony to call it off?
I don't know. And then they still kicked the crud out of Pony at the fight.
Yeah, but Randy got jacked up too.
This is going to be an interesting one.
All right. So you already do this?
Yeah. I think we should.
I want you to talk about the ending of him walking out of the theater.
Okay. So the end. You're going to talk about it?
Go ahead.
Okay. So the ending of
this is the original novel movie, or version.
Mm-hmm. The ending of the movie, he reads the note from
Johnny.
From Johnny, and Johnny's reading his own note. Like, you see his face kind of off to the side, kind of like how they used to do those old photos where you'd have like the person facing front. And
gosh.
You see kind of, and he does a speech, which is very well done. Tells him to stay golden.
Oh, God.
Okay. By the way, someone teared up during this movie.
Yeah, maybe you okay?
It wasn't me.
Oh, I was cutting onions in the living room when you weren't looking.
You were cutting onions. So at the very beginning of the movie, he says the quote, "When I stepped out into the bright sunlight from the darkness of the movie house, I had only two things on my mind. Paul Newman and a ride home."
Yep.
So it's at the very beginning.
Yep.
And then they replay the scene of him riding and the scene of him walking out.
Yeah.
At the end, which is what they played in the beginning. But in the beginning, right after he walks out,
that's when he gets chased cut.
And everything. So it was actually really cool ending to this one. So really what you see is the whole story being told by him. And you realize that you've just seen on screen him telling the story.
I mean, that was honestly,
cool ending. Cool.
Great ending.
Mm-hmm. Really liked the ending.
Great ending. I kind of want you to go first so that my opinion doesn't sway you in any manner.
Okay.
Because you seem to be on the fence, and I know how I feel.
All right. So, when I was watching it, I was thinking, there's no way I'm rewinding this movie. Because I couldn't bond with these guys. I couldn't get to a point where I was understanding them. I wasn't as invested in them as I thought I would be. So I was like, man, there's just no way I'm going to rewind this. So after I finished watching the movie, because I finished watching it without you, I watched a bunch of the extras on the disc. And then I watched pretty much a third of it again when you were watching it. I feel like I liked it more after seeing the background of it. And I was able to understand the characters more. So my initial thing would be, from just watching it straight out, I was going to say I wasn't going to give a rewind. But I feel like now that I know more about it, I feel like now I am going to give it a rewind. But...
Oh my God, wait, what are you going to do? Are you going to give it a verdict or what?
But the movie, because I haven't seen the other one, but I'm giving the complete novel a rewind. And I will also say, if you are a fan of this movie and you have not seen the complete novel, or even if you're not a fan of the movie, give the complete novel a chance, because I think it's a way better, even though I haven't seen the other one, I think it's a way better movie. It has to be.
Again, I think it gives it a different story arc at the end. Like, it explains more of that ending. So I loved this movie. I thought it was awesome. Yeah, the cuddling and the... It's definitely a 15-year-old girl going, "This is what brothers do." No, 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 no.
Just because your brother didn't do it doesn't mean that brothers don't do it.
But I love the story. S.E. Hinton did an amazing job. Whoever wrote the screenplay, awesome. The casting director, phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm. Francis Ford Coppola?
Francis Ford Coppola is always amazing.
Sounds like he'd be fun to work with. Sorry.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. But you got some huge actors, and Matt Dillon did awesome. C. Thomas Howell did awesome. I mean, Rob Lowe was amazing. Pat Swayze. I mean, this was a great movie. I don't know, why'd you giggle when I said Rob Lowe?
I don't know.
Well, now I hate Rob Lowe.
Why you gotta bash on Rob Lowe? Why you gotta bring up his past, you jerk?
Is a definite rewind, unlike the Rob Lowe sex tape. This is a definite rewind.
That's awesome.
Thank you,
man. All right, so there you have it. A double rewind for The Outsiders.
Yay!
Complete novel version. That should get like a little asterisk by it.
I still say see The Outsiders. Even if it's not the complete novel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There you have it from Brock. Well, this has been another episode of You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. We just want to remind you that we are on Facebook, You Can Rewind It, Twitter, You Can Rewind It, Instagram, You Can Rewind It, and we have an email, youcanrewindit@gmail.com. And always, just because you can rewind it doesn't mean you should.
Thanks for listening. Rob Lowe sucks. I hate Rob Lowe.
Whatever. Well, you can have it out for Rob Lowe now.
I used to like him until I saw you get all giggly over Rob Lowe.
No, I just said he's aged well. That's all.
Am I aging as well as Rob Lowe?
Yes, better.
Hey, I got carded for wine today.
So nice. It's at under 50, honey.
Oh. That's depressing. Did it really?
Yeah.
You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. Rewind. You can rewind it. You can rewind it.
Maybe you should go cuddle your brother. Make up for lost time.